Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our tech guru, Jesse Feiler, is with us this morning. Just all our good friends are here today. What a nice morning. We're going to discuss issues around sponsored content, although Jesse just said we're going to talk about all this stuff.
I couldn't see the light, so I said stuff instead of what I was going to say.
But that's fine. But it was just all
now
all
I
this
can
stuff.
See the light, so I know where to look. So we'll stick with stuff.
Jesse Feiler is an app developer and author. His apps include Minutes Machine Plus, which helps you manage agendas and minutes for organizations, as well as the nonprofit Risk Book and app. He wrote the Saranac River Trail app and is launching its successor, Trails and Places, which lets you build location-based apps without writing code. His apps are available on the Apple App Store. He also has the recent distinction of not having been mentioned as a candidate for the White House Chief of Staff. So congratulations on that.
I suppose so. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's very nice to have you on the program. So, wow. Facebook again in the news, still in the news. I guess it doesn't seem like that's going anywhere. But we're finding out all of this stuff about Facebook and how we should use it. And so you are here to tell us about better understanding using this tool, right?
Yeah, there's stuff I put on ChamplainArts.com, a number of links, because things have been happening very quickly this week.
Now, they had a defection, right?
Yes. Walt Mossberg, who's, according to the New York Times, that's who I'm reading from, veteran technology journalist quits Facebook, which is sort of a serious defection.
Now, so when you're, what was his role there?
His role, he was a journalist. He didn't work for Facebook, but he's used Facebook for, I think, 12 years, and he said he's closing his account.
I see. Okay, so he was a veteran journalist who was using Facebook as a means of distributing his work, and then he has quit Facebook.
Yes.
Now, why?
Why? I mean, there's a number of people are starting to do this, and there are really two main reasons why people are leaving Facebook. One is a matter of principle. They don't like the way in which Facebook is managing the confidential data that it is collecting. Managing or mismanaging, whatever, because that's what's been in the papers. Leaks of data, all sorts of issues. And it's not just Facebook, let's be fair. Most of the social media packages, as well as most of other widely used apps.
I mean, Yahoo, Google, everybody.
Yeah, are not paying enough attention to privacy. And people are starting to fight back in some ways. And one way is to say, I'm not going to use this anymore, which is what Walt Mossberg did. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to that. One disadvantage to saying I'm not going to use a tool like Facebook anymore is they're useful. They're very useful. So what are you giving up that is a benefit to your life in exchange for making a political or a social statement? And that's what something everyone has to think about what they're doing.
Doesn't this come down to whatever we're talking about, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, whatever. But the place where we bank, the place where we shop. Was that your phone? Or no, that's your watch.
Shut up.
Oh, that's the watch. That's cool. somebody may be getting one of those for the holidays, and he's very excited. I hope I make that noise as well. So,
but just put your hand over it to cut it off.
And then it stops. That's good. The thing that I find interesting is it all gets down to trust, though, right? I mean, it's all down to trust.
It's all down to trust. It's also down to understanding what's going on.
But if we feel that our information is not safe, if we hear, now this may be true or not, by the way, or we perhaps don't know the severity, but at that point the damage has already been done and you don't know whether oh, you know, is my stuff safe? How many years ago, it was several years ago, that Home Depot got hacked. And I still hear people refer to Home. Now, many other places since then have been hacked as well, but yet they're still working their way through that, and that's a matter of trust.
It's a matter of trust, and but it also, the other thing that I keep pointing out, and there's one of the links I have is to an article from the New York Times, which got everyone really upset because it's very...
Blood boiling?
Oddly enough, for the New York Times, it's very well written and it's thorough and it's, you know...
All right.
I mean, I meant that sarcastically,
yeah, that
by the
good.
Way, in case... But... but people are starting to really be worried, and they are saying, what can they do? And one of the things that I did, and I because you make me put lists up here,
yeah,
or you encourage me, so I
yeah.
put a list of things that people can do to make themselves feel safer. And one is to not quit totally, but to just pay more attention to what's going on and to be careful of what you're putting up on Facebook, on social media.
So one of your suggestions is that if you're going to say just cutting it completely off isn't for you, there is also an advantage to just stepping back and being very careful of what you do and what you don't post.
And being aware of, and there's some things, for instance, with Facebook, which is incredibly useful. I tend not to use their priced services, because they require more data. I'm very careful with what I put on Facebook. I use it. Facebook is great for posting notices of meetings for nonprofits and so forth. It's great. I don't care if that information is distributed far and wide, because that's, you know, I would put it on the Goodyear blimp.
Right.
If I had the phone number of the Goodyear blimp. Because
if it gets 8 people to show up at a meeting, who cares, right?
8? You think we could get that many? No. So, but, you know.
All publicity is good publicity.
So being careful of what is put up there, and assuming also that everything that is posted is going to wind up somewhere.
Now I mentioned at the beginning that we were going to talk about sponsored content.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Because I had one very...
One more thing.
One
okay.
of... Shall we go into?
Sure, that's fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, because one of the things that I noticed, I think this week, in a local newspaper, was an article, and it was marked, if you looked at it, sponsored content. But I saw that only after I looked at the headline on the article and read the article. It said, if you're worried about your kids using tools like Messenger and social media, there is now a Messenger app specifically for kids, that so you can use this and feel more comfortable with what's going on. It was at that point, and the layout of the article looked, forgive me for saying this, looked better than articles in our local newspaper usually do.
Okay, and maybe a little bit too good.
I think that's what got me to look and see if it said sponsored, and indeed it said sponsored. And this article about a tool that you can encourage your kids to use so they are safer than using Facebook Messenger, and I'm using these names because they're all in this article.
Right.
Instead of your kids just turning your kids loose on Facebook Messenger, they can use this tool, which is safer to use than Facebook Messenger. This was sponsored content. So the newspaper
Cha-ching.
Advertised it.
Right.
You know, it's there. You had to know to look for it if there was a clue like this, but there was. And so this is a useful article saying, if you're worried about your kids getting on Facebook Messenger and going to town, here's a tool designed specifically for them. Sounds pretty good, right?
Right.
Do you know who markets the tool?
Who?
Facebook.
Oh, really?
And so they're saying, okay, we have one tool, Facebook Messenger, which can be overused by kids, but here is another tool that we have, download from here, that will put your mind at rest. And there was something about that, even though it was indeed marked as sponsored media, there was something about that that troubled me enormously, because it played on a worry that people have with tools like Messenger, and then proposed a solution which used a tool that is from the same venue, which has proven they can't keep track of data properly. So I found it disturbing.
The thing they're advertising, the evil that they are pointing out is what, as far as Messenger goes?
Is that you can't control what the kids are seeing and where they're going. And so
okay, so they're still thing. So they're still not taking responsibility for that being an ineffective tool in and of itself.
Well, yes, but I don't think they can take. I don't think anyone can take responsibility for that. In the public library world, we have the same thing. We are not. We in the library world are not taking responsibilities for where people go on the internet.
But I guess my point is that they're doing this. Facebook is doing this in a way of to differentiate from Messenger and not really to put it down further so they don't tarnish that brand for adults.
It must have been a very interesting conversation at Facebook where they are marketing one tool and pulling down another tool. There's no question they are making the distinctions, and there was nothing there that was inaccurate in the article. I just found it a little bit disturbing.
We see this. I mean, this has been going on, obviously, for a long time, both online and of course, in print of the sponsored content. But the fact that you have it comes to us as at a baseline of that we're concerned about this, though. And that's an interesting place for us to be right now, that we're concerned of. We have a knowledge of having all of our information out there.
Well, we're concerned about it because it seems like every day there's another article in the newspaper or on public radio or wherever. Every day there's this drumbeat. And it's one of those things that the more drums are being beaten, the more we pay attention to them. I mean, this is not shocking in any way. I mean, it's what happens, and when a story gets out there and resonates with people. This story didn't seem to resonate too much with people. I didn't see their target audience, which is parents, but I don't see too many parents. But I just was worried about that, and that's why I started looking at how you can protect yourself short of closing your account. And one of the things that I did, and I call it airplane mode is your friend. This is one of the things that we as developers tend to do, because we're always turning off airplane mode when we're testing software.
Right.
You as a normal person.
Thank you for the compliment.
Yes.
Sure.
As a normal person, you probably don't turn off airplane mode all that much, except when you're going onto an airplane.
That's right.
But there are moments, constant moments, when we as developers who are developing apps that use social media and the internet, where we need to make certain that we are not going onto the internet. And that's where airplane mode comes in, because we're always turning it off to make certain that we are going to where we think we are inside the app. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
So airplane mode is something that developers are using all the time. It's incredibly easy to use. And I think if you're worried about something like Facebook, you can cut back your use of Facebook by just turning on airplane mode certain times of the day, so you can't get to Facebook.
I thought something that you mentioned the other day, I think the last time we spoke, has stuck with me of how often...
I'm sorry.
No, it was really interesting to me because I guess I knew, but I didn't know directly how often it happens of when you log into the heating element of my oven blew and I had to order a new one. So I order a new one, and the first question they ask me when I'm checking out is, do you want to log in through Facebook? And you were advocating not to do that last time.
Well, I at the point, and I'm not the only one, the problem with what the login to Facebook gives Facebook more data, which they can then turn around and sell. That's their business.
Right.
Gives them more data that they can turn around and sell. And if you're reading the newspapers and listening to the radio, they can, in addition to turning around and selling it, they can turn around and not protect it in the way in which we think they should be protecting it.
But it does provide, but it makes it, what is the benefit for the company?
Which company?
The company that's selling the heating element.
They don't have to implement a login routine.
Okay.
Because they get the, through Facebook, they get the identification of who the user is, but which they need to do in order to conduct business with you, in addition to your credit card number. So they need to know that. But they don't have to write that particular piece of code, which is, it's not terribly complicated, but it's a nasty code to write. So they don't have to write that code, but, and it's convenient for the user because they don't have to remember another password, but it does have the added consequence, which is why Facebook is allowing people to use this for free, of giving Facebook more data to make life easier for people, yes, but also, as we see in the media these days, makes it, it gives more data to Facebook for them to make more money, which, and there's nothing wrong with that, but also to put into their databases. And many of us are not certain that the data is being protected on Facebook as well as it should be.
And meanwhile, none of this helps me get my element, heating element to my oven quicker, does it?
No.
I'm still waiting, Jesse. How are the cookies going to get baked?
Well, you can, you have all sorts of people wandering around here. It's a festive time of year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this in public, but just between us, wander around to one of the tables here and grab a few cookies.
Grab a few cookies. Sounds good. Jesse Feiler provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is champlainarts.com, champlainarts.com. And you can find all the, a lot of the topics that we talked about today, and a lot of articles up there are very cool, and you can see them on that website, champlainarts.com. We have a link on our website as well. Jesse, always a pleasure.
Pleasure to be here.
Have a beautiful holiday. Happy New Year, and we will see you very soon in January.
Yeah, next year.
Next year.
Goodness.
We'll look forward to it. Yeah. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.